Sid Ims, Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Good morning. Thanks, Anya.
Morning. Have we
morning.
Put a hose clamp on that fuel pipe?
Well, no. What did you say,
Sunday.
Anya? Sunday.
It's supposed to be on its way to be sussed, and then it has to take a bunch of hours to like settle and be chilled.
Do you see a photo of the lake? Obviously, it had ruptured, and they were like, "Oh shit, it's spilling out," and they put like wood, like bits of wood, in it. Like clumps of wood, like.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Stem the flow. I don't know, but I wouldn't have thought a bit of 4x2 or a bit of decking wood would have done anything
for
the cause.
That's so Kiwi. Just chuck some wood in and hope we bung it up.
I heard on Talkback this morning some old mate ringing in who obviously can't sleep. And it was like, you know, I personally think it should be the responsibility of the man who made the hole to fix the hole. And the host was like, I don't think it's sort of like a garden hose situation where you just can't cut the bit out you want and then put one of those joiners on. I don't think he's... Well, he should bloody well learn.
You definitely need a
just while fuel's pissing out into that swamp, I'm going to stop home to Google how to fix a 24-centimeter fuel pipe. Just leave that going. I'll be back soon. Good God.
So Sunday, that means that your flight, Vaughn, on Saturday could still be affected.
And I will again reach out to Air New Zealand, who so far are playing hard to get, with a simple plea. I'll go on Friday, and I'm happy to take an upgrade. I'm happy to take an upgrade.
So no word?
On an earlier flight. No, I'm much less happy to take the earlier flight. Maybe on a Friday, we can talk about that. We can work it out. Maybe
you free
even
up some economy seats, get into business.
Yep. You know me, always looking to alleviate the load.
You're gonna be that person at check-in that spins a yarn to try and get an upgrade, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be... Nah, because you can't rock up with two kids and be like, we just got engaged. Well, you can get engaged when you've got two kids.
I'll be like,
I don't know these two about the kids. In fact, I don't even know these three. Can I get an upgrade, please? That's not going to work
out. Leave your wife down the back? Is that what you're hoping there?
Yeah, well, it was good enough on that flight to Dubai that time. It's good enough. All right. It's good enough for a small flight to Hawaii.
Coming up on the show, 8 o'clock, ZM's Cash Snatch is back. So we're going to pit you, if you get through, up against another random caller, and you've got to snatch the cash to win. The top six is coming up in the next half an hour.
Yeah, apparently people might believe the world might be ending in about 3 or 4 days.
So shit.
Today's top six, looking at the upcoming possible doomsday.
Don't worry about fixing the fuel leak then if the world's ending.
Right, I'm going to go spend all my money.
Yeah, just in case.
That's just the excuse Megan needed to go more internet shopping.
Yeah.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
All right, three headlines. Vaughn and Megan decide which headline we delve into. Headline one, amusement park haunted house actually scary. Headline two, world's second oldest person gets promoted. Headline three, parachutist runs into dead ball zone.
Oh, I mean they slammed into the ground.
Dead ball zone.
Oh, did they? Oh, they're coming into a stadium and they smashed into the end of the...
Up after the goalpost.
Yeah, I'll play. You'd have to be ballsy to parachute into a stadium.
I know, because you've got...
Just a little smidge of the area.
Yeah. Very small entry point, really, from the, you know, when you jump out of a plane, it would look quite small. Yeah. You get big pretty quick.
It would be dangling off the edge of the ASB works. Stadium, do you?
That is how the ground works, Megan. It looks small, but it gets big pretty quick. And what was two again? Because I remember the first one was...
World's second oldest person gets promoted.
So the world's oldest person died. That's sad. That's the saddest thing about winning that title.
Yeah.
You don't get it for very long.
No.
Most of the time.
Okay, yeah, number one, scary amusement.
Amusement park haunted house actually scary. We go to Hong Kong now, and the amusement park, part of Halloween Fest, which I guess is starting now and going right through until Halloween in Hong Kong. The ride, the haunted house, is described on the website as an experience of being buried alive alone before fighting their way out of the dark and eerie grave. But you know what these things are like. They're just a truck, aren't they, that folds out and...
Yeah, but it's still scary.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, a 21-year-old man, he went into the buried alive ride at Ocean Park here in Hong Kong, and he died when he was hit by a coffin.
Oh, my God.
Now, apparently, he wandered into a restricted area.
Oh, don't
So he
that.
Wasn't even in walking down where you meant to walk. You know, you walk through the maze
well,
and things come out.
Get
and
lost.
Things come out and scare Duh. You.
No, but they it shouldn't be easy enough to get lost into a place where you're likely to suffer sort of mortal
so
damage.
So what, does the coffin like swing back and forth or something?
Well, apparently as part of the ride, you're actually supposed to get into a coffin. And kind of go on a slide. So
God,
somehow,
so was it that part?
I'm not sure, but he ended up dead. And so people came in and they were like in this haunted house and there's like a dead guy on the floor and they're just like, really great acting.
This is great. This is good. I can see why people like this. Spookers. Very immersive.
Like Spookers, they hire actors. But in fact, no, he just sadly passed away. The ride has been closed until further notice.
It's probably for the best, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top six is coming up.
The top six are signs that the world might actually be ending on September 23rd.
That's what some doomsdayers are saying.
Some nutbags reckon we're going to be dying in a few days. So the top six things that could actually kill us in the next few days.
FEM.
This is quite an undertaking, really. This happened in Auckland in broad daylight with heaps of witnesses. And there's video footage of it happening. A train being spray paint bombed, graffiti bombed is what they're calling it. So a train pulls up at the station.
Yep.
People are on board.
Yeah.
An emergency button gets hit. A safety button gets hit, which means it immobilizes the train and the doors kind of get shut.
Right.
It's for if there's an accident outside. You know, then someone can override it. And when it's safe, the doors open and people get off. So the doors are shut. These people are on the train. And this, like, army of taggers roll in and tag the train in broad daylight. Graffiti bomb it.
Like, top to bottom.
Yep. All the way down the side.
All the way down.
How long did that take? Well, was there lots of them and they all just went,
There was an army of them. Some were armed with rollers. Some were armed with spray cans.
And they all had like, their faces were covered.
They had balaclavas,
beanies. Or
they just
had hoodies and stuff wrapped around.
Some had GoPros mounted on their
So what's the point? But they wanted a video of it.
So no to Riotie, obviously, for their cool spray paint gang. But it looks like one of them's writing ACT on this video I'm watching. So is this a sort of political stunt?
They did this for 10 minutes. How did they not drive the train away in that time?
Because you have to make sure you have to go through all the safety checks and everything once someone hits this button. And there's the 10 minutes.
There's people outside the train. There's people inside the train.
But what are you going to do? Stop doing that.
Oh, but did anybody bring the cops?
It's so massive and it's so big. If it started happening when you were there, you'd be like, art installation.
Just like,
honestly, watching the video, there's no way. It looks so well orchestrated that it would be done. They'd be gone and you'd be like, oh, wait a bloody minute. They were tagging. Oh, we just sat here doing nothing.
So there's no like train driver or controller or anyone yelling at them and being like, stop what you're doing.
Well, not that you can see on the video. Like, surely the train driver can at least.
Weird.
But then we went on a train out west. This was at Baldwin Ave. I'm not exactly sure. Can you look where the Baldwin Ave station is? If it's a westbound train, or I don't think this is southbound train.
It was going to Britomart from west.
From west. Okay, sure. So there wasn't a driver.
Do they not have drivers?
It was electric. It was all...
No, they have drivers.
Oh, we didn't see a driver.
You have a driver because
they definitely have drivers.
It was like
emergency.
A conductor dude that walked down and was like, everybody,
they definitely have drivers.
Because you need to see them get in. The train.
Yeah, definitely do.
Okay. Well,
we don't have driverless trains.
He was hiding when we were on the train because I couldn't see him.
Maybe he was sleeping. They just drive themselves these days.
They do. That's what I'm saying. Do they need a driver?
Well, no, some trains don't need drivers. Yeah, you're right, but
Auckland trains still need drivers. But honestly, watching the video, if it was happening and you'd be there, chances are, I reckon people didn't intervene because they didn't know what the hell was happening. Like, it looks so well organised that it doesn't look like the illegal activity.
I just wouldn't intervene because it's not my train and what am I going to do? Like, I'd be like, stop. They'd be like, no.
I just can't believe nobody did anything.
So apparently the only issue was people on the train were banging on it, being like, can we get out now? Can you let us out? Like, why are we stuck on this train? What's happening?
Right.
Yeah.
Weird.
And it's so crazy.
So on it, I can't opt TNT, as God, I sound like your granddad. And there was a scribble on the fence, and it was, I couldn't read it. Your grandmother and I couldn't make heads nor tails of it.
I reckon there was 12 of them, and about 18 to 20 years old. So it's only going to take one person to recognise one of these people in the video.
Right.
And that's it. They're all going down.
So it says R.I.P. Coffrey at one part. I can definitely read that, C-O-F-R-E. And then apparently, and not pictured in here, but it says at one stage of it, Outcasts Till Death. Look, I love the early 2000 band Outkast, consisting of Big Boy and Andre 3000 as much as the next guy, but I wouldn't organise a gang to spray paint a train with it all.
All right, the top six is next.
Yeah, the top six things happening in the world right now that could actually be the death of us all.
So conspiracy theories that nutbags are saying the end of the world is here in a few days.
Correct.
It's the top six.
All right, today's top six are dealing with the fact that some loop-de-loop Bible bashers who can make anything mean anything if they're given enough time think the world is going to end on the 23rd of September. Apparently, Luke's passage 21, 25 to 26, there's a quote about something that apparently matches the date of the Great American Solar Eclipse.
Okay.
Then when Hurricane Harvey hit and then Texas was flooded. September 23rd has been pinpointed using codes from the Bible.
So we've got 4 days.
Oh, it's the 19th. Yes, 4 days.
I didn't realise the world's about to end.
I thought it was 18th. God, I've already lost a day before we're going to die. And apparently using codes from the Bible and also a date marker shown on the pyramids in Egypt. It's going to be the day where we all die.
No.
Yeah, this is before.
It's a bit apparently, like that time I built an ark and for the end of the world and it didn't end.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
well, no, but now you've got a neat little holiday hunt.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of a paddock, isn't it? I thought it'd be flooded.
Yeah, but
I can't get it out of the paddock.
You're not paying rates, and there's got to be some positives to that.
Yeah, okay.
So apparently, according to these codes in the Bible, a mysterious planet X is going to slam into us, and then that's it. We're kaput.
Oh, okay. All
so right. Today's top six. Here are the top six things currently happening and that have way more chance of killing us all than planet X slamming into us. Number six, Judith Collins. if she loses the election, Crusher Collins, New Zealand's very own Kim Jong-un, might just decide we don't know what's best for ourselves and set off New Zealand's entire nuclear arsenal if National don't win the election.
Yeah, all those nuclear missiles all have got hidden around the country.
Yeah, all of our nuclear things that look like... What if you're in New Zealand and you disguise missiles?
Let's put them in a hay barn.
I'd hide them under all the big things we've got around New Zealand.
The LMP bottle.
The LMP bottle.
The carrot.
The tea pocky kiwi fruit. The rakaia salmon.
The Cromwell peach.
Yeah.
That looks like
that's
a
what I'm talking about. Every big thing we've got is actually hiding at the top of a weapon.
And they just start slowly tipping over. And then
and everyone's like, I knew it! I knew it! Number five on the list of the top six things that have more chance of killing us is if somebody lights that fuel pipe leak on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody thought about that?
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
Why would you say that? No, I'm not saying has anybody thought about that as in anybody want to do it. More like has anybody thought about the danger of all that extremely
I'd say
flammable
it's probably
fuel?
Cordoned off, isn't it?
And well, yeah, they've stopped the pipe.
It's not just
but
like
sometimes
flowing.
You see someone having a ciggy on the corner of a forecourt of a petrol station, and you're like,
what are you doing?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Do you know how this stuff works? Number four on the list of the top six things that are currently happening that have more chance of killing us than Planet X slamming into us is the fact that butter prices are at a record high. And we are a country that literally makes all the butter we could ever want.
What's with that?
If it doesn't point towards the imminent end of the world, I just don't know what does. It's shockingly high.
Think of all the baking.
I know. All the... What do you create? Make like a crummy, buttery shortbread?
A crumble.
A crumble?
Everything how do you, you make it out of cream, eh? How do you get cream? From the
Can we just whip our cream
so
way
you just
more?
Get the creamy stuff off the milk?
Yeah.
So could your parents do it on the farm?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go down and make some butter the old-fashioned way.
We can get a churn from our friends at Gloria Vale.
I've done it. I remember doing it on Pioneer Day at primary school. We made butter.
And your technique was pretty bad then, but you'd really get it churned now.
Really get it churned. Yeah. Well, we're adults. We've got a lot of upper body strength.
A lot of strength and a lot of practice. Yep. Number three on the list of the top six things currently happening that have more chance of killing us all is that Fergie has a new album. Very soon.
Right.
Fergie.
From the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, well, Fergie. Yes, or from
Don't
Fergie.
Be mean. I thought you were a fan of Fergie.
I'm a huge, I'm not shitting you, man. This is amazing. Second studio album, 11 years after The Duchess, is her album Double Duchess.
You're saying the world's not ready.
And it comes out on the 22nd. Exactly. The world's not ready for this fire. We're all going to listen to it and it's all just going to be like, we'll all just fail to exist. We'll turn into puddles.
Okay.
Genetic puddles of goop. And it was all because, I can tell you, I got a feeling this is going to be a comeback album and it's going to be fire.
Okay.
Number two on the list of the top six things currently happening that have more chance of killing us. Wild animals getting their shit together. Because I've seen them muttering and I know they're planning something. Like, I've seen a lot more of your medium-sized birds around lately. A lot more of your seagulls. A lot more of your pigeons.
It's just the bad weather. They just come and land.
Yeah. Well, what happens if they want our houses? We're all in big trouble.
Right.
And the number one thing currently happening that has more chance of killing us all than Planet X slamming into us, according to some crazy loopy Bible-bashing number dwellers, is there can only be one number one. The Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un sex tape finally gets leaked.
Yuck.
And it burns our eyes so badly we can't see, and then they're angry at each other and nuclear war gets started. That's my prediction of how we're probably going to die rather than that planet slamming into us, and that's today's top six.
There is a couple who have just given birth, or the wife gave birth to their child, but it all happened very quickly now. The husband, he was working all day and he said he didn't get a chance to eat. So they were supposed to have a home birth, but things happened very quickly and they ended up at the hospital. So they raced to the hospital and they were told it would probably be a long wait, an all-nighter. So she went into labour, she's going through the motions, and he was like, I am starving. So while he was rubbing her back, he jumped on, I guess, the equivalent of Uber Eats.
Yep.
And starts like putting through an order. And he says to everyone in the delivery room, does anyone want anything? He said to the midwife, I'm making an order. Can I get you anything?
That was kind of him.
She glared at him and said no. But apparently his wife let him do it. This guy then got an Uber delivery to the ward.
Yeah.
And he started eating his chicken and chips while rubbing her back during labour.
This is a one born every minute episode.
Yeah.
You ever watch that show?
I love that show.
But if a woman's not screaming the entire ward down and being like, I can't do this, why have we done this?
Yeah.
I can't do this, which is, it's too late, love, just get it done. Grit your teeth and get it done. The men are always doing the dumbest. One guy I remember on One Born Every Minute wouldn't stop playing online fantasy soccer management.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And she was like, oh, my back.
What are you
doing? Hold on, love, we've got a transfer to Fullington or something. Like, I was just like, oh, you're a madman. Because in antenatal classes, which is the class where you learn a whole lot of stuff, because everybody's always got information for you, but you get it so scattered, this is kind of like a flow chart of information of the antenatal class. At one stage, they split the women and the men up. And one of the things they say to the men is, like, the delivery room, you've got to be on your best behaviour. Not for the hospital, for your wife or your partner. She's about to do something that is going to really hurt. And she's going to be looking to make you the bad guy because you put it in her. So, and she's got to get it out all by herself.
Yeah.
Do nothing wrong. There's going to be
a pep talk.
Even if you do nothing wrong, she's going to blame you for doing something wrong. You've got to be on your best behavior. Everything you can.
And you were on your best behavior?
I was on my best behavior. Yeah, I tried
What if you'd ordered chicken? What if you'd ordered Uber Eats or some food?
It wouldn't have. My wife goes very quiet.
Yeah.
And you can just tell. It's like, imagine she wasn't pregnant and she's gone quiet. You know when something goes quiet, you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, just you like mean when you've done something wrong?
Yeah.
And she goes, you meant in the delivery room.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In the delivery room, she goes quiet.
Oh, really?
And it's her internalizing everything. And she's like,
good God.
Whew. Like, she didn't make a noise delivering Indy. Like,
really?
I was like, is everything okay? She's like, yep, I'm just going to get it done.
And oh, I was just
like,
God.
And she just like,
was she on some great drugs?
No. She had an epidural, but it wore off just as the real painful stuff started. She did. She just like, got this. And like, you know, when you're in trouble and your partner goes quiet, it was like that. I was like, is there anything I can do? What do you want me to do?
I would have been like, you push this out yourself, there is nothing you can do.
I was like, is it all right? Yep, it's fine.
I was like, oh, I rub her back. And yeah, she's an absolute machine at just getting it done. And like, I was on my best behavior. She didn't really blame me for anything. It was a dream scenario.
Right.
If that was me, I'd be like, oh, you're hungry. I'm sorry. You can sit there and suffer because I am too. Not eat those chips in front of me.
Is it, can you do like the dentist? Can you just say, put me under and you wake up and it's done? It's out of you? Is that an option?
It's an option, but you don't want, because I think if you get put under general, you can't do the, like, yeah, the baby comes out. The first thing you want to do is, holy crap.
Oh, I could just do that when I woke up.
Where is it? I'm ready now.
That sounds like a much easier option.
Yeah, but some people have to.
Yeah,
get
right.
Get put under general for, you know, okay, to get the baby out if it's not going great.
Well, off the back of this story and that TV show that we both love, I'd love to know if your partner or guys, if you're willing to open up to this, if you've done anything stupid in the delivery room. Maybe you ordered chicken and chips. Maybe you played fantasy football.
Maybe you got yelled at a lot.
Yeah. Maybe you deserve to be yelled at a lot.
Maybe you did. All right. So 0800 dials at M. You can text 9696.
We're talking about what your partner did in the delivery room that perhaps wasn't as supportive and as wonderful as you would have hoped when you were giving birth. This message in: I was born on June 25th, 1995. This was when the All Blacks famously lost to South Africa in the World Cup. Hashtag food poisoning. My dad was watching the rugby and eating a sandwich with the doctors.
Yeah, I doubt there would have been a lot of work happening anywhere when there's a Rugby World Cup final on.
No. When my sister was born, my dad took in a box of beer because there was a rugby game on that he really wanted to watch, and then commandeered the family lounge and changed it to the sports channel.
Oh, my God.
You can't take a box of beer into a hospital thing, asking for a friend. But I don't think you can, no. In the middle of labour, at about midnight, my husband told me he had to go home because he's having trouble sleeping on the uncomfortable lazy boy in the birthing suite.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have a baby.
He said, text me when the baby's actually coming and I'll come back. That didn't go well. But they didn't say my ex-husband in there. They said my husband.
Right.
I don't know if it's still or maybe they just forgot to say ex, or we were supposed to draw the obvious conclusion of that one.
Right. Nicola, this is your husband.
He was sitting there, and I didn't find this out till the next day, but apparently he was sitting there watching the NBA finals the whole day. While I'm labouring away in the birth pool, he's there just with his little phone and his headphones plugged in.
Oh, his headphones in! Yeah, I can't even hear you.
Yeah, apparently when I, needed him on something, he was right there, because he was very attentive. I thought he was very attentive, but he was like, yeah, no, I was just watching the finals.
So, like, one hand is holding the phone, and the other hand is like, yeah, no, she's right, mate. Oh, damn!
Well, I mean, that's when you're busy.
Yeah, and he's getting to watch NBA finals.
Oh, my God. Hey, Nicola, thanks for your call.
No, thanks, guys.
Mika, what did your partner do in the delivery room?
So he was just, when we got in there and after the obstetrician left, he just started playing around with all the gear in the room, and he ended up, like, just sucking on the gas machine because we realised it was connected.
Yeah.
So we've got like quite a few photos of the delivery room, obviously, because my mum was there too. And I'm laying on the bed having full-on contractions, obviously in pain, and he's standing in the corner, thumbs up, sucking on the gas.
Oh, my God!
I can beat that. And in an effort to make him seem less like a bad guy, someone messaged in that when their wife was in labour, they went hard on the laughing gas, fell over off the bed, taking the curtain rail out with them, dragging that down onto their face and cutting their head wide open. So they had to be taken away to the A&E themselves and weren't there for the delivery of their baby.
Oh, my God.
Slightly
worse. That wasn't him.
Slightly worse,
Mika. So you've not got the worst one.
Mika, thanks for your call.
Some other text messages. This was before the delivery room. My waters broke at home, and I'm in the lounge. My husband knew my waters had broken. And then I hear the hairdryer start up in the bathroom. I say, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm drying my hair. And then as I strapped him and put into the ambulance ready to go, they were like, where's your husband? And I was like, where are you? And he was in the garage looking for a soft drink to take with him for the ride. Somebody said in the birthing room, I got into the birthing pool. It was all about to happen. And I said to my husband, get in as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not getting in there. And she said, get in the pool. This is what we agreed on. You're going to deliver the baby. No, but it's going to go all over me. And apparently there was a full-blown argument about whether or not he was going to get into the birthing pool and deliver the baby as they had discussed in their birthing plan, because once he saw it, it all became a little too real.
So, guys, if we've learned anything from this...
is do what you're told.
Is do what you're told. Yeah. All right, 96 days away from Christmas. Just let that sink in for a second. We've had so many reports of Christmas. Our feature, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, is coming up in the next 20 minutes. And I believe Christmas penetration may be inching up a few more percent born today.
It is on the up and up.
I need to tell you guys next as well about, I had a, when I woke up this morning, so the alarm went off at 4:30. Mm. Yeah. I had a horror movie moment.
In your house?
In my house.
Oh my God, are you right?
At the time I like shat myself. But at the... I'm going to share it with you.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Now, backstory, and you might have seen this on my Snapchat, if you follow me on Snapchat, my cat has learned a new trick. Have you seen this? Did you see this? Currently at the moment, backstory, getting some renos done in the bathroom. So it's like I'm on the block, but I'm just watching.
Yeah.
So it's just like
hopefully
the block.
You're not going to end a 10-week tenureship with heartbreak and...
it's getting done. The floor's been done, the tiles, and where the drain is a little tile inset. So it's just a little square, and the cat now is like, tink, tink, he pulls it. He's like, tink, 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 tink.
But this is the problem, though. You're letting him scream at it, squirt it with a hose.
Let him do naughty things.
Then you're like, mom, my bloody cat won't stop knocking over the pot plants, because when it did it, you didn't scare the absolute hell out of it.
Yeah, well, maybe I will after this.
So, squirty bottle.
So anyway, all I'm hearing yesterday afternoon is tink, tink, tink coming from the bathroom, because he's trying to lift it up, and then he finally gets it off.
Yeah.
And then he just looks down the hole and he walks away. He's like, done.
Okay.
Anyway, this morning, my alarm goes off at 4:30. I'm like... good morning, Tuesday.
Whatever.
I'm like, why not? I'm like, wow. One eye. I'm
you
like,
you saw yourself in the mirror. That's the horror story.
And I'm like, I kind of get up. I look at, you know, you do the thing where you look at the notifications.
Yeah.
Turn around and I see some light. There's some light coming from outside. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I've left a light on.
So there's a light coming in from under your door or something?
Most unlike you, because you can't go to sleep with the light on.
Well, no, this is out and this is way down in the bathroom. The bathroom lights.
Small blinking red light in the back end of the hotel room.
I have said that, yeah. But it was weird. I was like, oh, that weird. So I walked towards the bathroom.
Towards the light.
And my front door is ajar. Like, it's open, like, 2 centimetres. And the bathroom light's on. And I'm like,
oh, yuck. No. Why is it? It's your door open.
Pennywise the clown used your bathroom as an access port.
So I'm like looking and I'm like, okay, that's weird. I must have left the light on. Explainable. It's fine. And my front door, if I don't lock it, it will, because of the air pressure in the apartment building, sometimes it will just pull it open. I'm like, that is so weird. I'm like, oh my God. My first thought is, oh my God, where is the cat? Where's my cat? Because if the door's open, he could have easily just wandered away.
Yeah.
And then, who knows, maybe let out.
All of a sudden, you're Joseph Fritzl. The cat goes to the media and he's like, I've escaped. I've been held captive.
So I'm like, weird. Okay. And so I walk into the lounge to try and find my cat. I'm like, okay, he's got to be in here. Otherwise, he's gone. Because he wasn't sleeping on my bed.
And what was on the couch?
He was on the couch.
With a man.
And I look down and he's just sitting there looking at me. And then I hear, tink, tink. Tink.
But he's not in the...
the drain.
Oh my God, I'm so...
and I'm like,
what the hell
is going on? Because I'm like, oh, that's cute. The cat's... wait a minute, I'm looking at the cat. He's not playing with the drain.
And then the cat says, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning,
and I'm like,
Carl.
This is weird. Like, bear in mind, my alarm's just gone off. It's 4:30 in the morning. So I walk back towards the bathroom.
And that's weird.
I look in, and there's a man in my bathroom.
Are you kidding?
The Tyler, who's been doing renovations, and he's like, good morning, I just thought I'd beat the traffic.
Me? What is he doing there? Oh,
he's like, I just thought I'd beat the traffic and get ahead on the work.
He's like,
I knew you wake up early, so I just thought I'd come. And I'm like, oh, cool, man. I'm glad the work's getting done.
No. Because
you've given
the tradespeople, because you're a worker,
they've all got keys.
They've got your fob.
They've all got keys. They've all got keys. And I'm like, I thought I was going crazy.
Does work at 4:30 in the morning electively.
Before the person's even out of bed.
No, I'll be by really early tomorrow morning. I might even, get started before you wake up.
I don't care because I just want to get it done.
I literally would have shat myself.
When you were like, there's a man in your bathroom, I was like, ah! And then you're like,
no, seriously.
And I was like, oh, what?
Morning, just thought I'd beat traffic.
Beat traffic by 4 hours, you friggin' madman.
There's no traffic on the roads.
If there's a murder in your building, when you get home tonight, if it's all cordoned off and there's been a murder, I'm afraid that the Tyler did it.
So no doubt,
was he dressed as a clown?
If he'd been dressed like a clown, I may have just shat myself there and died on the spot.
Oh, God, I'm going to have nightmares over that story.
So where was he when you initially went?
He was like tucked around the corner.
Did he not hear you and think to be like, good morning, I'm here?
I tiptoed down because I was like, this is weird.
And then, so you see the door ajar.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, well, I shut it. And then I walk back because I'm like, shit, the cat. So I'm...
I would have defecated all over the tiles every recently.
I told you I had a horror movie moment.
That would have been.
I probably would have attacked him.
Terry, yeah, I know. Fight or flight, right? You either run out that slightly ajar door or you just fight for your life.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Double digits.
We're into the double digit. 96 days until Christmas. Fletch, you were just saying Christmas this year is a Monday.
Yeah, because I was hoping it'd be like midweek and you could sneak a couple of days off. But people will probably just leave work on the Friday now and then, I guess, get
home.
That's
a hot play, but then you get the Monday and the... I like it when it falls on a weekend because then you get less... You have to take less annual leave days, don't you?
Yeah.
Because it's a Saturday, Sunday, and then you get the Monday, Tuesday, sort of the carryover holidays.
But it's not, so Monday, Tuesday be days off, but most kind of places shut down anyway for those 2 weeks, don't they?
Yeah, apart from anybody doing any sort of Boxing Day sale, and I already feel, because they're like 96 days till Christmas, but 97 days until the worst day to be a retail operator in the world. Sure, you make a bit of money, but the people. The people. Always the worst part of anything.
The people.
Yeah, and we're all like, people do suck. Wait a minute, are my people? Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're people too.
You're those people that just chuck stuff back on the shelf without folding it.
I'm people.
Yeah.
You're people. We're all the worst thing. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, 96 days out, and we're hearing from so many people all around the place. Man, Farmers sent out an email last week to their club members for the Red Dot specials and the cherry on tops and the other Farmers things. And I got so many reports because they've opened the Christmas section of their website.
Right,
so numerous. I can't thank one individual specifically because I would have received maybe 30 or 40 screen caps of emails.
Wow.
Saying that they'd open the Christmas segment of their website.
Well, I hope they do a special on the Sheridan sheets because I told you I got some at the demolition sale.
I used them.
Oh, my God. Like, the thread count must be through the roof.
Egyptian cotton?
I don't know about this. Just
you can speak on it.
Still very upset at you for not
telling us about the destruction sale. What was it? Demolition sale.
Demolition. I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys appreciated the demolition sale.
Briscoes, Farmers, where else? Whenever there's a sale, we group message.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, no, but Briscoes are always having a sale. Group message would just be every day.
You're never going to know when you need another set of nesting bowls.
They were having one too because they're in the same building. They were like, I'm sorry. I should have told you guys.
Oh, come on. So Laura is our first individual to thank today for it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And it is the first reported sign of an actual big dog Christmas wreath for sale.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's huge. She said, have you had any reports of wreaths? So I said, no, you're our first. And she said, also, here we've got some bonbons, or crackers as we call them.
Yep.
You've got some shiny silver reindeer for use interior.
Okay.
Not exterior reindeer, and many a bauble, many a fancy bauble for sale in that shop as well. Shani lives in London.
Okay.
As an international listener, downloads the podcast, and she sent me a video, and I'll show you a little screen cap of it. Her first spotting of an official Christmas outfit.
Ooh, yeah.
And that woman's walking a stupid dog. A Pomeranian.
Yeah.
cute.
I love that's the thing about the awesome Christmas jumpers and so, like Topshop do them, don't they? And you get them online, but it's not cold enough here to have
dress and Christmas theme on Christmas and you're sweating your guts out and then you're too hot to eat enough and that's what you've got to find your ideal temperature to prepare to eat yourself into a coma. This one's from Simon, who's currently in Greece. Found a little gem while walking around the Greece town of Eritrea. Apparently, this Christmas shop has been open for a week, and you think it's nuts seeing Christmas stuff back home. It is 35 degrees currently, and I'm looking at Christmas stuff. So just the sheer heat saying that that's out of place. Hayley Clarkson contacted the show and said, it's official, Christmas Instant Kiwis have landed.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
That's this year's selection of Christmas Instant Kiwis. So expect Mum to put a hole in the corner with a hole punch, tie some string and tie that to the Christmas tree and say, grab one of those.
You know
Christmas
I don't do
Day.
Those, though, for Christmas
no,
anymore.
No, because your brother won that $50 that time. And giving your brother $50 was about the worst thing you could possibly imagine.
Well, just knowing that $50 was in my hands and I gave it to him is just too much.
Straight off. Sarah's been in touch. She wants us to know that it's Christmas in September at New World Kapiti with the H2O Christmas-themed water bottles on the shelves.
Oh, wow.
God. So this H2Go
That's quite a cunning idea because a lot of people reuse their bottles and you wouldn't want to be seen reusing a Christmas bottle in January, February. You'd chuck it out, wouldn't you? Get a new one.
That's very true. Very Kiwi Christmas on there. There's a barbecue and a Santa and a singlet as well too, so they've catered that for the local. Nicole popped into Peter Alexander for a pair of gym jams.
Okay.
And Peter Alexander has his Christmas chocolate.
Do you remember when he took a fancy to you?
Well, he's been in twice, and each time he's taken a fancy to one of us. First time, he was going to yum you up like a Peter Alexander.
It'll be James next time.
And then last time it was me. It could be James next time. You get a nice pair of pajamas out of it, though. I call mine sinjamas because of the sins I had to commit to get those pajamas. I did ungodly things that I don't want to talk about anymore. And finally from, this is kind of where a community notices meets... it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
Tamara sent this screen cap from Cheaper Living New Zealand, where Eleanor is asking, what's something cheap I can get to go around the Christmas tree so the toddler doesn't wreck it? Last year I borrowed a fire guard. Sorry if this question is too early for some people, but I'm pretty keen to get the tree up.
Oh, kind of ruins it, doesn't it?
Keen to get the tree up. It's September.
Obviously a plastic tree, because even the most ardent pine tree enthusiast wouldn't be able to keep a real life Christmas tree alive from now until Christmas. So, with all that in mind, and keeping in mind, last time we did Christmas penetration, it was at 30%.
Ho, 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 ho. Right now, Christmas penetration is at
36%.
Ooh, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The 69th Primetime Emmy Awards were on last night, yesterday.
Yep.
Now, some of the... Well, hang on, what did you think about Sean Spicer? Because I've seen some articles today. He turned up and kind of did a wee appearance. But then all of the celebrities got selfies with Sean Spicer. And people were like, why have we suddenly forgiven this guy?
I thought a bit about that yesterday.
Of the show.
He was only ever the messenger of Trump's regime. And he had to defend a lot of things. And that was his job. He had no choice.
He could quit.
Well, he ended up getting fired. I don't know if you could quit, could you? They just absolutely slander your name. So they ended up firing him, and that made him look bad enough. So I think everyone kind of looks at him as a bit of a victim of his own.
So good when he rode in on the podium. Yeah. Saturday Night Live, because they obviously that was Melissa McCarthy.
Yep.
They won a heap of awards.
And Alec Baldwin won. Was that for his Donald Trump?
For his role. Because all pretty much all edited on Saturday Night Live this season.
I think as always...
he's also lost some weight, Alec Baldwin. Looking really good.
Right, quite thin.
He's a yoga trainer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's always a good list, the Emmy Awards, for like shows if you haven't seen to binge at some stage. Because I think especially yesterday, all the great shows won, didn't they?
Yeah, so the outstanding drama series was taken out by The Handmaid's Tale, which I've only just finished.
So good.
Season 2's coming. Is that happening?
Yeah, it is. It's being made. Yeah.
The original author's helping write it.
Yeah, the original book just stopped work because a lot of people watch the show and they're like, is that how it ends? Just kind of leaves you hanging.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're definitely making season 2.
So yeah, if you haven't seen that, you simply must.
It's on Lightbox.
Yes.
Yes. Handmaid's Tale, yep.
Outstanding comedy series, Veep was the winner of that. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us.
Right.
I've not watched that. It's really sad though, isn't it?
Yeah, I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, I don't I've never historically liked these sorts of shows.
Dramatic and sad.
You're like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your Grey's Anatomy's and your...
Oh, you're not a fan of Grey's Anatomy. Okay.
Outstanding lead actress in a drama. It was Elizabeth Moss, the lead actress of Handmaid's Tale. John Lithgow won for The Crown. That's just still the
first... That's a weird one because he played Winston Churchill in The Crown.
And all I could think about was John Lithgow from all his other movies, not Winston Churchill, but...
It's for acting though, isn't it? And he did. He acted.
Yeah.
It's just, it was weird that an American played Winston Churchill.
Yeah, and a skinny American too. Like, because John Lithgow's quite skinny.
No, but they made him look fat.
They made him look fat.
And hunchy.
Yeah,
I know.
You mentioned this yesterday. Atlanta, Donald Glover won for lead actor in a comedy series.
I really like that show. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, but it's also quite kind of dark and
he won
sad.
Best director too.
Yeah.
Did he win Best Actor in a comedy series? And
for,
Best Director?
For Atlanta, yeah.
Phenomenal night.
Does he direct that?
Yeah, he directs.
He made the whole
writes
thing,
it and everything.
Working on the second season.
The cutest acceptance speech I saw was Anne Dowd. If you've watched Handmaid's Tale, she's like the leader of, I can't remember her character's name, the leader of the aunties.
Leaders of the aunties.
Because if you've watched that show, she is exceptionally terrifying.
Yeah.
In The Handmaid's Tale.
She looks so, like, nice
and
in real life.
And she was like, I just want to thank everybody. I've got two lovely children. She was just like, so
don't
hate soft
me.
And humble. And I was like, smack someone with a cane. Alfred has had it too good for too long. FEM. You might remember this happening because this happened in 2016 in March.
Okay.
So because when I saw this headline, I was like, how has that happened again? But it's not. It's in court now.
Okay.
So this was something that happened. I remember we were at work just like, what's happened here? And trying to work out.
Yeah. How someone could do this.
So there's a parking structure in Newmarket in Auckland. It's multiple stories high. There's a bowling complex in there. You may have been in there.
On the roof. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the complex where it happened at. And this car kind of plunged off the fifth or the fourth floor and just into the ground. And everyone was just like, how did this happen? This is madness.
They've got barriers up.
Yeah,
you can't just drive
barriers.
On.
Yeah, right. Well, the court has the details that we wanted so badly then. And now, sort of like a year and a half later, we can hear the details. So Simon was due to go on a date. He was on a date. And they were going to go bowling in Newmarket. They'd been and they'd had dinner at somewhere else in Auckland. And they'd driven to Newmarket to go bowling at this bowling alley. So apparently they were driving up they were discussing like what floor to park on, and he got to level 5 and it was a wrong floor. Now part of when they're driving up, in a little bit of date banter about it, is if he was wrong about the floor they were going to, he'd give her a shoulder massage. So he got to the 5th floor and he was wrong.
Okay.
So here comes the shoulder massage. So they parked up.
Imagine having to explain this in court.
Well, he is. He's having to, isn't he?
I know, that's so embarrassing.
No, I think somebody else read this from his statement.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which saves him a little bit of embarrassment. But I believe he'd be present, so everyone would just be looking at him being like, smooth move, dude.
Smooth. Yeah.
Smooth, smooth, smooth. If I'm wrong, I'll give you a shoulder massage. So he was wrong.
Yeah.
They took off their seatbelts and he gave her a shoulder massage.
Okay.
And then they had a little kiss. Now, he moved in his seat. I don't know. There's no sort of like indication as what the movement was leading to.
Yeah.
Maybe like trying to get over the handbrake.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've hanky-panky in the car. So he puts his foot down and bang on the accelerator.
Like to reach over to her.
So wait, the car's still on.
Correct. And you might remember he'd put the handbrake on. He had not, however, put the car into neutral. It was an automatic car, so I was sitting in drive with the handbrake on.
Oh, no.
So he puts his foot to, I don't know, get a bit of leverage to get up and over and continue the kiss, and punches the accelerator.
Ooh.
The Holden just rocks forward, smashes over the concrete stopper that's to stop people from falling.
Yeah.
And then through a metal fence and then fell 14 meters to the ground before just being like, boosh, and just smashing into the ground. Both of them, like, injured, as you'd imagine. It's a 14-meter freefall, and you'll remember at least he had his belt off by this time. Because he had his belt off so he could give her the shoulder massage.
And did they kiss?
Well, I imagine they were kissing as they started to fall. Right, okay. And she's like, oh, my God, I feel weightless. And he's like, wait a minute, me too. I don't think that's the kiss.
Are we in love?
Are we in love or are we plummeting towards the earth? And
oh,
then,
my God.
Kaboosh.
Lucky he didn't die.
Lucky he didn't die.
Because you said,
so
I remember lucky. The photos. Wasn't it like on its roof?
Yeah, they've included the photos. So, I mean, that's how a disastrous kiss ends up.
Jeez, it's on its roof.
On
its
roof. And
pretty
absolutely
flat.
Ruined. There's been a sin examination. It's all in court and everything
so
now.
What's he in court
of
the, because
dangerous driving leading to injury.
Oh.
And,
are they still together? I need to
you know.
Know
what?
Doesn't say. I mean, it doesn't kill someone on the first date, I think.
Sustained, as you would imagine, from a 14-meter freefall inside a vehicle onto a concrete. They sustained some really serious injuries.
Well, I feel bad that he's in court. Like, he's already... I know. Surely that's embarrassing enough. Like, come on.
Yeah.
No one's dead.
No.
Just let it go.
I can say I've never had a date that ended in a hospital visit.
Right.
That's
good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's not something I'd even considered to be a good part of my tragic dating life earlier in my life, but I've never had a date that ended in any sort of trip to an A&E or a White Cross or...
I don't think I have either.
No. Caitlin...
Happen a lot though on dates because you go and do activities.
Yeah. Especially guys, we get a little bit puffy chest and a little bit showy. Yeah. Oh, I could do that.
Caitlin, I feel like you'd be, if any of us went on a date, you'd be the one that ends up in, I don't know why.
I just trip over like my own feet, but nah.
What about when you were dating that wrestler? He didn't put you in any dangerous holds that ended up in you passing out or spraining something?
He wanted to, but...
Did he?
We never got that far.
Yeah, we didn't get that far because...
Did he really want to do wrestling?
Talk about that one.
Okay. Oh, he loved it. I'd like to know
if
any
tantric tips of Megan in her paper bags.
Yeah, paper bags and eye contact through paper bags. Yeah. I'd love to know if anybody listening has ever had a date that ended up
in hospital.
In a hospital
A&E.
Or an A&E or needing to go to a doctor.
Or a plaster. Anything from plaster above.
Anything, get plaster up.
Not blisters.
No, because that does happen. Sometimes you might be wearing silly shoes on a date and you might get blisters.
Okay, true. So 0800 dials at M. You can text 9696 if you've been on a date and ended up in hospital or A&E. So we want to know when you've ended up in A&E or hospital after a date. Wow, some stories. We're going to have to leave out a few details.
You'll have to bear with me as I do my Vaughn Smith on the fly editing for broadcast. Some text messages. I have a heart condition. One night... I was working out
with
a guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Managed to pass out in the best part. woke up to him putting on my pants. I don't know why they were working out without pants on.
Yeah.
And going to the hospital, having to explain all the doctors because what happened.
Yeah.
Because I've got a thing in my heart called a jump start. And it records data. So if there is an event such as this event during the workout.
Like a printer in there and they're... Heart.
Yeah, a little monitor. And it says what happens before and afterwards. So in front of all these doctors, because apparently it wasn't a busy night, so they had a panel. They were like, okay, what happened here?
What's a spike?
And then this is where you passed out, and this is where you came to. So explain to this. I was passed out, so they looked at the guy, and he gave them the full rundown of everything that had happened.
Nothing worse being at the doctor's or at the hospital, and they're like, do you mind if this whole student panel come and assess you as well?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure.
You got some funny ass stuff happening on your junk down here. If you don't mind, just a minute.
And they lift up the blanket and they're all like,
I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I studied for 7 years, but this is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Tammy, when did the date end up in hospital?
We're having a good date together and, we decided to take things to the next level.
Yep.
And as we got it going on, it was in the midst of summer. Everything was beautifully hot. He screamed and I jumped up and there was blood everywhere and I split his entire
his banjo string.
My
ashes just split down the middle and broke the banjo string.
And he ended up going to A&E saying he got it stuck in his zipper because he was so embarrassed to admit what it was.
And the doctor takes one look and he's like, "You're right, mate.
Yeah,
right. What, did you go up and down a few times when it was stuck in the zipper? Great, what have you done?"
Oh my God, I can't even sit. Oh God, that's every guy shuddering
around
the country.
Wowza.
Tammy, thanks for your call.
No worry.
Some more text messages.
Went to Waiheke Island for a date, did that whole hiring scooters thing and put the insurance on my credit card. And the insurance on those things is crazy. And the bond and stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
Driving along, I didn't realise, and he had also not mentioned that he didn't know how to ride a scooter and was awfully uncoordinated. Looked in my rearview mirror to see him drive off into a ditch. It was all very dramatic. Ambulance called, rushed off to the island med unit, which was not cheap.
Do you remember that time on Raro that our friend drove into a building through a hedge?
Yeah, smashed.
Oh my God.
Good times. Good fun watching someone uncoordinated on a scooter. 2 years later, I broke up with him as that was just the start of his dramas.
Right.
Hashtag learnt the hard way. We went to pitch and putt, which is like in between an actual game of golf and mini putt.
Oh, yeah. Little, is that the one in the middle of the race course?
There
we
is
did?
One. There's lots of them around the place.
I like that.
I don't know which one this was at, but yeah, we played. It was good fun.
Mm.
And I was standing at a right angle to him teeing off because he thought he was really good at it. And he hit it, and the ball just clocked me straight in the knee. Dropped me immediately, couldn't walk. He was like, "Oh no, you'll be right. It wasn't even that hard a hit. It was just a chip." Took me 2 holes of limping to convince him we needed to go to the doctor because he really wanted to finish the game of pitch and putt. Why do you so badly want to finish the game of pitch and putt? Like, there's nothing overly impressive about a pitch and putt. Somebody said went to Snow Planet on a date. Had done a little bit of snowboarding, and it was his first time. I went right to the top. I said, "You know, no pressure."
Yep.
And he said, "Oh, no, I'll be able to do this."
No.
And I went over the jump, and then I saw him lining up the jump, and I was like, no. Hit the jump, full speed, knocked himself out, spent the rest of the night in A&E after a lovely little hospital ride. I was very annoyed. No shortage of people, so shouldn't feel too bad if you've had an injury, that date that ended up at the doctor's.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
Yesterday, I had a very testing moment with my patients and everything.
Because you're a very patient person. Compared to me.
I suffer I'm definitely the yin to yang. You're like, and then leave. And I'm like, "Oh, it's okay. Look, what he meant was..."
That's true.
The balance.
What he meant.
We're
Don't stick up for me. If people aren't getting stuff done, they need to get it done.
Oh, no, you get
I'm
it done.
I'm very impatient.
You get it done. So, people might not know, but my girls, last school holidays, they always watch other kids on YouTube or the YouTube videos, and they were like, "Can we make one?" So we made one, and people really liked it. So I started a little Facebook page for them, and we made little videos and stuff for it.
Yeah.
So last week, we got sent from, you know how New World does the little garden?
Yeah.
All the seeds and stuff. Got sent this massive box from New World.
Yeah.
And the girls have really wanted to do the little garden, because they remember we didn't have a New World near us.
Yeah.
But my mum got all the New World little garden last time, and when they were down there, they planted, and she showed them how it worked, and then the plants grew, and... Great.
It's the coolest thing when you're a kid.
I really like it because it teaches them about the garden and stuff. And I'm a bit of a gardener. I'm getting my garden sorted at the moment. So yesterday I thought, well, should we make a little video of doing the gardening of the New World Little Garden?
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, that'd be great." And yeah, and they'll kind of be, I've said it a few days ago and they've been looking forward to it. So yesterday we got all sorted.
Okay.
Got everything set up, and you can link your GoPro to an iPad so you can see it on a bigger screen.
Yeah.
And you can kind of watch, make sure everything's set up and everything.
Mm.
And I'm pretty much the Steven Spielberg of making my kids do something in the kitchen on camera.
Yeah.
So we start, and it's going all very well.
Yeah.
And then I'd say 25 minutes in, Indy says to me, "The red light hasn't been working this time." And that's fine, because that's on me. So that's not a problem. And
it's cute that she knows too. Like, yeah. She's
like, it says the number's not changing on the front and the red light hasn't been on this
time.
Very
observant.
Yeah. And I said, "Well, this is all Dad's fault. That's fine."
Did you say, when did you notice this? Did you notice this sooner?
My fault.
Your fault.
Completely on me. So... Now I need to tell you how the New World Little Garden pods work. You get them. They send us a big box of them, so we've got heaps of them. You take them out of its container, and there's this little planting cup. Now, inside that is a disc called a soil disc.
Okay.
Now, you mix that with approximately 50 mils of water.
Yep.
And then that you mix it up and it turns to a mud and you put it in and you plant the seeds and you put a bit more on top.
Okay.
Simple.
Easy.
Now, while I'm getting all sorted and I'm like, okay, we're going to start again and I was going to clean this up, Indy says, you know, I think if we do 5 discs of the soil pods, we put in 5 scoops of water, we can make like 5 at a time. Is that a good idea, Dad? I was like, it's a great idea. That's streamlined.
So
that's
advanced.
So when I'm getting myself all sorted and changing a battery in the GoPro, because batteries run out very quickly and everything, so they're going, I can hear them counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm thinking, all right, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then I just hear all the packets being opened and I hear the soil pods being put in.
Yeah.
15 of them. And then I hear them mixing and they're like, oh, it's squelchy like mud. It's squelchy like mud. And I turn around and I just see this bowl full of liquid mud on the bench. And I'm like, oh, don't say anything.
Right.
Put the camera back on. I'm literally just about to press record and August leans forward and goes, what about that? Bang, hits the bowl and this tidal wave of mud goes.
Is this on camera?
No, because I hadn't pressed record.
Gone.
She's standing there covered in mud and my first reaction is, oh my God. Like panicky, but not angry at her. And she looks at me and she's like, and just has a full August meltdown. Indy's
like after the milk.
She's like, she's like, the mud's everywhere. And then she tries to pick it up and turns the bowl upside down. And she's like trying to scrape the mud in. Sade's like, what's happened? Oh my God! And she just turns around to her beautiful white kitchen that she loves, and there's just mud everywhere.
Did it reach like the roof?
It had a spray mark over the roof. It went right over the roof, down the window, into the sink. But ironically, there's a tiny amount made into the sink. Then the laha of mud flowed off the bench, down into the cutlery drawer, down into the plates drawer, down through the... I think our microwave's buggered because we've got the microwave under the bench and it went around and dripped under the bench
all into the microwave. Right.
It's in all the electronic bits at the top. So we're not even... I think we're just going to get a new microwave. Then under there is like this drawer full of like
the silicone
bake dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Cupcake holders and all the stuff that we never use. It's full of mud. There's mud all over the floor. There's mud all over the roof. I've got a 3-year-old looking at me covered in mud. And I'm like, we might not be able to video today. Dad's just, okay, yep. Hold on, August. We'll take your clothes off.
You missed the gold moment.
I know. Aww. I mean, I was most annoyed because of the mess. But then afterwards, I thought if I just hit record, when I first turned around, if I'd been like, record.
You would have at least got a YouTube hat.
Most amazing, because I record so you can do slow-mo as well, the frames per second. It would have been like, what's that? Boom.
Yeah.
So hey, it took me 2.5 hours
to clean
the mud, and that didn't include the hour more that I put into doing the dishes.
That's why you were absent from our group chat for a couple of hours.
Correct. And when I rejoined the group chat saying, well, at least I've got something to talk about tomorrow.
This is it. Hey, just thinking, that's probably why they make you do one pot at a time.
Probably why they sell one pot at a time so you don't get the idea. But it was like her idea was such a my idea. Why do one at a time when we can do all the
I know,
once?
I would do that too.
And then 15 sloppy mud, but
also,
too much water.
Why were you inside with the mud? Why weren't you outside?
Because it was raining.
But what about the garage?
Yeah, I mean, these are all great suggestions now. Hindsight, as they say,
you
is 2020.
Asking for it. Small kids, mud.
Mud.
Yeah. Inside. Yeah.
So anyway, the New World seeds are just going to go straight in the garden.
No, you'll probably get one growing out of your microwave next week.
Yeah.
It'll be like, it'll have like weird tomatoes.
Where's this tomato growing from? I must have missed a large spot of it. With the approaching summer, it's important to probably get a pair of jandals for the summer months.
Oh, it's hard when you need to break in a new pair. Because it takes a good week or two.
And if your feet have been in shoes for 6 months, it takes a while to get them back used to having something wedged between the big toe and its cousin next door.
Yeah.
So maybe start, you know, chucking on a pair of jandals just for a casual walk around the lounge.
And your feet, look, mine almost go translucent white.
Oh, yeah.
But they need a bit of sun, don't they?
They need a little bit of a workout. Mm. So the reason I'm talking about this is apparently Havaianas is wearing it in Australia for a spate of new Havaianas breaking.
Okay.
Now, this isn't just the old situation of standing in something sticky and pulling up and then the bung gets pulled through the little hole and you push it back through.
Because eventually over time, that where the sole of the jandal wears down and that pushes it up, doesn't it? Just gets a bit loose and it pokes through.
Yeah, and it can get a little crack in there over time and it's a little bit more likely to pop on through there.
Right.
But in Australia, apparently, they've just been snapping or the hole where it goes through weakens... And it actually pulls out the hole and the foam included.
Some people are complaining about that happening after having these jandals for ages.
Well, that's the thing. There are a couple of people who have happened it's happened to them when they're relatively new and they've been replaced. But then there has been occasions where people are like, I've been wearing my jandals. I've had two summers out of them and the bung's blowing now.
If you get two
summers.
I'd have a summer, but I wear them a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're getting two summers out of a jandals. Pair, that's pretty good, considering they cost you like 30, 40, 50 bucks if you're going for the top line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavies.
Yeah. So they're saying Havaianas New Zealand has responded officially, saying Havaianas New Zealand have a 6-month warranty. If it's something like that, you can just take it back with the receipt.
Yeah, right.
And
6 months. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's like
and
a whole
it'll
summer.
Be replaced if it's a manufacturer's fault. But if you've if you've run them over with a lawnmower or had a dog chew on them,
if you've been wearing them for like 5 months and 2 weeks and they're worn down so much that the thing pokes through, they're not, that doesn't count, hey?
That shouldn't fall on them.
Hey, you know what? I bet people do.
Yeah.
I bet people take stuff back.
Oh, 100%.
In retail.
100%. Oh. No, they mentioned this,
Right.
Yeah, that people do turn up with a well-worn-out jandal and they're like, I need this replaced by you.
What is wrong with people? That's just...
They want free jandals.
You know what's wrong with people? Is that these are the people who would have got jandals in the 1980s when Para Rubber made them. Do you remember Para Rubber jandals?
And when you walked, they were like, fr-dunk, fr-dunk,
boom, 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 boom.
No, they still do
rubber.
Those big, heavy-duty jandals.
Yeah, and they came in either two tones of blue or two tones of brown.
Right.
And they were like you've got four-wheel drive jandals.
Yeah.
Like on the bottom the grip was just this hefty ridging. And you'd get 4 or 5 summers out of them, so much so that you know they'd be tilted in, but they'd still be holding together. So I think those people who grew up with jandals that cost like $10 from Para Rubber and lasted for literally an eternity, like literally landfills are filling them now. And they'll take tens of thousands of years to break down.
Yeah.
That they became used to a jandal that could do the mileage.
Right.
And now they're buying a flashier Havaiana jandal from Brazil.
Yeah.
Come to Brazil.
Brazil.
And we love you in Brazil. Come to Brazil. they want, you know, a jandal that's going to last as long.
Okay.
Now I've got a real want for a pair of Para Rubber jandals.
Some old school ones.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look them up, see if I can get them online. Para Rubber! They still sell those poles you could make in your own backyard?
Don't try and make it cool by just doing that.
Para Rubber! Oh, there's heaps of Para Rubbers. What do we got on after the show?
They do Jenny's
own? Called Para Rubber. Oh my God!
What?
Called Para Rubber after the Para Rubber tree.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is there a rubber tree?
There's a
rubber
tree.
Does rubber grow on trees?
It's a Brazilian tree, so maybe that's why they've got the Brazilian.
They've got the jandal market cornered.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fact of the day.
Today's fact of the day is in Japan, when you turn 100, you get a silver cup.
Okay.
From the Prime Minister
actual silver?
Yes, Megan, and it's becoming a real problem.
I was about to say, I bet it is, because aren't they like outliving everybody in the world?
Yeah, the Japanese have the highest life expectancy. Yeah, they're way ahead of everybody else.
We need to be doing more of what they're doing.
You know
what?
We need more bento boxes.
You know what?
In our lives.
My Asian father-in-law thinks it is green tea.
Really?
The secret. I know it's bomb.
No, you can get. I've got a green tea with grapefruit.
With berries in it. It's still.
No, but that's not a green tea anymore. It's a grapefruit.
Dude. No, it's and green tea. Feet. Grapefruit.
Like green tea is dropping a track, y'all.
Yeah,
featuring grapefruit with a catchy chorus.
I'm in the aisle at Countdown, and it's like green tea, feet, pear. There's a pear and a blue
pear. I did find a strawberry one that I quite
Yeah,
like.
No, I've got a raspberry.
Can you get those
so
green
many.
Tea capsules? Is that the same? And it's like equivalent of 50 green teas.
There's too much green tea.
Yeah, that seems.
I've got catching up to do.
That sounds excessive, Megan.
35 years of green tea drinking to make
hey,
up for.
I'm not 35.
No, I was talking about myself. I don't think there's many children drinking green tea. Perhaps I should knock 5 years. 10, 15. When would you start drinking green tea?
When you're young, I'd say five.
Well, if you grew up in Asia, you probably start at a young age. I don't know. Scott, you can
off the breast onto the green tea.
Pretty much.
Beach breast.
Yeah.
A little bit of a mix in there. So it's becoming a real problem. Last year, 32,000 people were eligible to receive the Silver Cup, which cost $50 each cup to make.
Oh, my God, that's so many people.
I know. So $50 a cup, and they say from next year, 2018, it will be halved in price. The manufacturing costs of the cups will be halved in price down to $50.
Right.
So we're $100 a cup, just over $100 a cup.
Do you know what they look like? Are they like a chalice? Could they put them down to like one of those little like sippy glasses that they have for green tea?
This is a small one. I'm sorry, it's a bit small, but it's more like a
dish. Like a tea candle holder.
It might have started as sort of a miso bowl, a drain plug.
Like a drain plug.
It does, yeah. It started as a miso bowl, and to cut costs, I've just made the bowl shorter on the sides until it's more like a shallow dish.
Oh yeah, if you're 100, you'd hardly see that because your eyesight goes.
You could put a candle in it. It could sit in a queer candle in it quite nicely when you pass it on.
Japan's lucky they don't have a gold card or a Japanese Winston Peters would be bankrupt in the country. Imagine Japanese Winston Peters. He's like all the old people need
free berries.
Who
would he want to keep out of Japan?
I don't know.
It's very confusing. That last year they spent 150 million yen on this, which equates to 1.8 million New Zealand dollars on the gifts for the old people. So they're like, we've obviously got to bring this down because you guys keep on living because of the green tea. So we're going to have to make this cheaper. So if you know someone that's turning 100 and they feel gypped, because they're only getting a photocopied letter with a stamped signature on it from Queen Elizabeth. At least they're getting something because the Japanese cups are just getting smaller and smaller. So today's fact of the day is when you turn 100 in Japan, you get a silver drinking vessel.
Fact of the day.
Let me tell you here how you can be getting a free haircut.
Okay.
And I don't...
How did you stumble onto this free haircut deal?
This popped up on my community page.
Okay.
So this is a one-off Vaughan Smith community notice special for a free haircut. So it says, let me read this to you and so you see if you can catch any big catches on it.
Yeah.
Free haircuts in exchange for a 5-star Google review.
Okay.
At this hairdresser's for a limited time. I won't say the name of this barbershop until we're happy that...
It's a legitimate barbershop / hairdresser or barbershop.
It's their Facebook page that has posted it. And from what I can see, it's them.
Right, okay.
And I thought, obviously, if they're after 5-star Google reviews, this is good stuff, and I'll promote a little bit of local business and tell everybody about it.
Do you have to write the review before you leave to show?
Oh yeah,
and then you because otherwise, how would they know? They'd be like, "Let you go free."
Yeah,
you need to prove.
Or do you think you get to the end of the haircut, and if you like it, you're like, "Okay, I'll now give you a 5-star review." But if you don't like it, you're like, "I'll reluctantly pay, but I won't be back." Like that,
but then that's awkward, isn't it? Because if you got a 2.5-star haircut,
yeah, but you're already free haircut given a 5-star haircut. But it still costs you nothing.
Because, yeah, they wouldn't
and
have
literally,
been
literally with my haircuts, you've got no choice other than to shave it all off.
Yeah.
And haircuts are really expensive. That's why my hair's so long, because I just never cut it.
So what do you do? What do you mean it's expensive?
Well, like mine...
What if you just wanted a trim?
Because I just want the ends trimmed off, but like because I've got long hair, they always say like a long cut could be like 50, sometimes like $70.
Well, just
even if
trim,
you're getting exactly the same thing done as someone with short hair.
Yeah.
Just because you've got long hair.
Just cut the ends off it because they get manky. So I would totally go there, but then you're right. Like if it's...
That's a real roll of the dice.
But then how are they going to stuff that up? You just want the ends trimmed off. But then what if I don't want
Well, it might be like,
right?
You know, when you're cutting a hedge and you're like, oh, a little bit wobbly, need to take a bit more off here. Oh, a yeah. little bit too much.
And
I've got to even
you
it
know
out.
It,
you've just got some
Britney.
Stumps in the ground. Yeah. yeah.
it ends up around your shoulders.
You've got the Britney buzz cut.
So that's not... like illegal or anything.
No,
like,
obviously just because that's a massive thing. When you Google a business, their Google review pops up. And if it's bad or non-existent, you're like a little bit like,
yeah.
Oh, why haven't they got
Yeah, maybe they just
reviews.
Don't.
They want to get the ball
enough,
rolling
yeah.
on the Google reviews.
I like it. I think it's ballsy, but it's a big loophole.
Yeah.
So well, see, on Facebook, they've got 5-star reviews.
Oh, well, I'm going to go because they're great. We've got 5 stars.
I know they've got 5-star reviews.
But then how do they get those?
They might not all be bribed with a free haircut reviews.
No.
You don't know. They could be legitimate
happiness.
Good reviews.
Happy with it. Our neighbour's been there and I think he was happy with the results.
5 stars.
I don't want to put his name to it because isn't a paid endorsement, but I'm just going to say neighbour and then he was pretty happy with how it all worked out.
Did he pay
out.
For his haircut?
Yeah, he did. Okay. And he also took his kid. Now, pretty good with the kids as well.
Okay.
Do you want me to say what it is then?
No,
are we happy to...
I can't keep it out of it. I don't know. I think
other businesses should try this.
Oh, wait. I just think if Google got wind of it, and Google know everything because they're the internet, aren't they? They're your browser, they're everything.
Yeah.
They're going to shut that down.
Do you reckon they'd shut it down, though?
Yeah,
why?
Definitely. Because
it's bribery.
It's rorting their system.
And it's making like false...
It's skewing the review.
That's the kind of thing that's got to be, you know, there's got to be integrity, doesn't there?
To a review.
If anybody knows online integrity, it's people who write online reviews.
Exactly. We're going to start with you, Steph. What's your story?
Morning.
Morning.
Hi. So, it's my birthday on Saturday, which is relevant to the story.
Okay.
Happy birthday for Saturday.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, anyway, last week my husband took our son shopping for something for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they wrapped it together and whatnot. And I knew that was sort of going on, but I didn't know what the gift was.
Yeah.
And then when I picked Chase up from school last week, the teacher mentioned that something just was off with him and he was really quiet and seemed a bit funny. But she'd spoken to him and couldn't get anything out of him. So, anyway, he had a play date on Saturday at his friend's house. And the friend's mum rings me and, like, you're going to have to come here. There's, something's gone wrong and, you know, we need to have a chat. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, like, my son's hurt her kid or something's gone on.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get there and my son's in tears, really, really upset. And apparently he had confided in his friend's mum that dad is going to poison mum. So I'm like, what's going on? You know, like, why do you think this? What's happened? You know, and he could barely get it out, but he was saying, you know, I saw Dad with the poison and he told me that I'm not allowed to tell you about it. And I'm thinking, what is going on? And so I wasn't really very worried by this point, but friend's mum has never met my husband. And she's thinking, what the, you know,
what's going on?
Something's not right yet, you know. So then anyway, I ring my husband. Yeah, he did buy poison perfume.
Yeah,
poison perfume for me for my birthday.
What is
fragrance.
It? Is it called poison?
Yeah.
Who's
it
by?
It sure is. With the poison written right across the box. So my poor son has seen him wrap it, has helped him to wrap this and think, you know.
Oh, my bless.
And he's like, no.
I mean, sad that he didn't tell you straight away that you're about to die, but... Literally, eventually, you know, it's conscious.
Yeah.
It's conscious.
It's kind of, and it's in a black bottle, so it's like you would think it would be like poison. Poor
Yeah, he was just so sure that I was going to be, you know, killed on my birthday.
Oh.
I love it. I love that he's got faith in Dad, eh?
No.
Just make it quick, Dad. Don't make her suffer.
All right, wait there, Steph. Jenny, what's your story for last calls?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. Good.
Hey, I've got two children, and one of them just does everything he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And this is the child that eats cat food and drinks orange cleaning liquid and spreads orange paint all over the house. You name it, he does
it. Sounds
fun. Well, one day he was playing with his sister, and I still haven't got to the bottom of the story whether it was his sister that told him to do this. But anyway, he put a cat biscuit up his nostril, and he got it so far up that it was stuck and it was sore, so he was upset about it. So when he started crying, more snot came down his nostril, and the dry cat biscuit started absorbing it.
Yeah.
So it was expanding and getting bigger and more lodged in his nostril. And I couldn't reach it with tweezers, so I took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, right, the best way to get this out of his nostril is to
get a cat.
To close the opposite nostril and do a really forceful full breath through his mouth like you're doing resuscitation. So here I was holding his other nostril and a massive forceful breath into his mouth, and ping, out popped the cat biscuit of his nostril and landed on his chest while he was lying on the bed at the doctor's.
Isn't that handy to know, though?
Yeah.
Because I've always wondered if your kids jam anything up, you know, it's like, how do you get it out without an
Well, that's how you do it, and it worked perfectly. And I was like, why am I here? Like, I could have thought of this. That's like, duh.
So you block one nostril, the nostril that it's not stuck in, and then you get a big huff in their mouth.
Yep.
What stops you from just super inflating their lungs?
Well, it just comes straight back out, like it goes in, but it has to come back out.
Because there's somewhere for the air to get out, isn't there?
Yeah.
Unless you
Because as a kid, you wouldn't know how to do that thing where you block off your airway so it just circulates out your nose. But
Well, it does. It does eventually come out, and it just went pop.
All right,
Good track.
The Tribal Council for our favourite story. Steph, your poison perfume has won it today.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast. For more, check out ZM online. ZM.